This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The opposition Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives moved to impeach President Donald Trump on Monday. Though he is in his final days in office, the House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection after last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The four-page impeachment resolution said President Trump has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office. The House could vote in the next day or two on the impeachment resolution, but it is unclear whether House Rep leaders would immediately send it to the Senate for trial or whether to convict him and remove him from office, given that the president will soon be out of office. President Trump has not publicly commented on the effort to impeach him a second time. At last week's Wednesday's rally near the White House, President Trump told several thousand people, "If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore." The president himself spent the 2 months since the election spreading unfounded claims that he really won the election and not President-elect Joe Biden. The largely white mob that walked to the Capitol quickly overwhelmed police there, storming inside, breaking windows, ransacking some congressional offices, and scuffling with security officials in an effort to stop the certification of the Electoral College votes. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The British government launched an ambitious coronavirus vaccination campaign on Monday. The goal is to have 15 million citizens vaccinated by the middle of next month. This is VOA News.